Baker summoned a clerk to watch her while he took all the evidence to the White House. At the executive mansion, he laid out all of Lucy's documents on a table before the president, expecting to be praised for the action he took. Johnson, instead, was furious. He summoned Robert, who confirmed his father had signed the pardon. Johnson accused Baker of meddling in White House affairs. "What business have you to interfere here?" he said. Johnson ordered Baker to return the next evening after he talked to Mrs. Cobb. Baker returned to his office at 11 p.m. He told Lucy and Joseph they were free to go. Baker claimed Johnson had been angry when he learned of the pardon broker scheme and banned her from setting foot in the White House. If she did, he would arrest her. Lucy guessed that Baker was lying. When one of his detectives barred her from entering the White House the next day, she went around to a back door and slipped in, giving Johnson an earful about her clash with Baker and his detective who had just blocked her entry. That evening, Johnson flew into a tirade when Baker showed up. "The President of the United States decides who visits the White House, not a government detective," Johnson shouted at Baker. Those guards who had been posted around the executive mansion were nothing more than goons the radical Republicans had sent to keep watch on him, Johnson charged. He ordered them and Baker out of his sight. He refused to take any action against Mrs. Cobb, whom he considered a virtuous woman. Lucy marched into the office of Washington's district attorney to file a complaint against Baker. The district attorney was only too happy to have a grand jury indict Baker for false imprisonment and extortion for taking the $200 from her. The 7-day trial, which began January 24, 1866, became a media extravaganza, with spectators jamming the courtroom and reporters for Washington's dailies covering the proceedings gavel to gavel. Lucy portrayed herself as a humble, hard-working girl just trying to scratch out a living in an honest profession, helping clients secure the pardons they deserved as she did with the man who identified himself as Clarence Howell. She testified that Baker arrested her and her husband without a warrant, held them against their will for 5 hours at his headquarters, browbeat her with foul language, and then stole $200 from her. She also claimed that when Baker returned from the White House that night, he told her he would pay her off with a bribe if she did not say anything about this episode to anyone. Lucy said she refused. Baker's case wasn't helped when prosecutors disclosed that Hine had been convicted of false imprisonment and fraud while serving as a provost marshal, and that Baker had rescued the lieutenant from a 2-year prison sentence by hiring him.